Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
From the Locked On Bucks podcast, it's been following this team for a very long time. Frank Madden joining us now on the Schneider Orange Hotline. What's up, Frank?
Hey, Joe. Almost Happy New Year, and I picked a good day to come on the show.
Yeah, right.
Last night.
Yeah, no kidding. I mean, you know what? Let's get the TNT stuff out of the way. Your reaction to all of that last night. I mean, there was so much reaction from Bucks fans, and to me, it's just totally unacceptable what they did.
Yeah, I was fortunate. I was watching the game on FS Wisconsin, so I didn't experience the disruption that a lot of people did. But, you know, as someone who has spent a lot of their adult life watching games from afar on NBA League Pass, you know, if you're watching outside of the normal coverage area, or if you're part of the group of fans that right now doesn't have access to FS Wisconsin, obviously this is it's a really annoying thing, because it wasn't just a blowout win, as you guys, you know, obviously we're going to talk about it. It was literally a historic night with the record-setting offensive performance and all those three-pointers. So, you know, look, going away from a game that's a blowout to another game, you know, whatever. I can understand that in isolation, but the fact that that means that all these fans can't watch the game anyway, because the NBA and, you know, the way that the coverage rules, you know, basically don't allow you to watch the local broadcasts on League Pass when there's a national coverage, things like that. I mean, that's where it stinks. So yeah, I mean, it's one thing to cut away from a game. That's one thing. I get a lot of, you know, random fans across the country may not have minded so much, but it does obviously a big disservice to fans of teams that, you know, are basically forced to watch this national broadcast. So yeah, it stinks. And obviously I think I heard that the overnight replays, I believe on TNT, showed the game in their entirety, I think. So I don't know if anybody DVR'd those, but hopefully folks may have a chance to at least watch the highlights, right? Cause there were plenty of them.
Yes, there were. Frank Madden of the Locked On Bucks podcast joining me here on the Bill Michaels Show. One more real quick on all of this, because, you know, the other thing too on social media last night, everyone was right away going after the NBA, going after all the networks, you know, saying that they hate the Bucks, they have it out for the Bucks, you know, you could say there's conspiracy theories, but then you could also say that there is some significant credence, especially with the Bogdanovich stuff from not too long ago. Where do you stand all of this? I mean, do you think the NBA and these networks have something against the Bucks?
I mean, I think there's always going to be a natural inclination. I don't know if it's the networks per se. If it's, you know, I don't know that TNT and their production studio making the decision if it's a, you know, a conspiracy against the Bucks per se. I think there's an obvious bias if you're, you know, a producer of an ESPN show, you know, morning show, or, you know, FS1 morning show or whatever. Right. Are you excited to talk about the Milwaukee Bucks because they're good? Not really. those just aren't the kind of things that drive ratings. We know what drives ratings is, you know, will Giannis leave? You know, is LeBron over the hill? But just, you know, the stuff that is a lot of noise, obviously.
Right.
And so I think certainly there is a segment of national coverage where these people, you know, are not watching Bucks games regularly. They don't really want to talk about the game really at all, to a large extent, right?
Yeah.
You know, talking about the sport itself is often really a secondary thing. And so to talk about, oh, this small market is just really good. I mean, that's a boring storyline. It was a boring storyline the last 2 years. Bucks are good, right? Yeah. Regular season Bucks are good. People, you know, again, that's just less interesting from a national perspective. So I think, you know, again, they try to find angles that are quote unquote more interesting, which, you know, if you're a fan of the Bucks, is not going to be as fun to talk about because it's going to be, you know, Giannis want to leave, you know, et cetera, which obviously, thank goodness, he signed the Supermax. So at least that will be tamped down a bit, at least for a little while. So,
yeah.
I don't know if it's conspiracy so much as just kind of chasing, whether it's clicks or, you know, people flashing through the channels, just trying to find something that catches people's eyes. And unfortunately, you know, it's not just the Bucks. It's, I think, sports in general. It's just the actual games are just less important to people than they used to be, or maybe than we'd want them to be.
Frank Madden, Locked On Bucks podcast here on the Bill Michaels Show. So let's talk about Giannis, because Giannis didn't really have to do anything last night. I mean, he was the only Buck that did not hit a three-pointer in this game, and his final line was 9 points, 6 boards, 6 dimes, 3 steals. That's actually pretty good if you're a rotational guy, but the fact that Giannis didn't really have to do anything in this game and to see everyone else chipping in the way that they did, that was incredible.
Yeah, I mean, there's kind of a, you know, glass half full, glass half empty with what we've seen from Giannis more generally, and not just last night, but, you know, just the first here couple weeks of the season. I think, you know, the glass half full is you've now won 2 games by 39 points, and the other here by 47 points, and Giannis has averaged 12 points on terrible shooting across those 2 games, right, against the Golden State Warriors, and now last night against the Heat. So the fact that you can just have these offensive explosions without the MVP doing really anything offensively is obviously an encouraging thing. And I think, you know, as he's seen teams load up, you know, he's obviously a willing distributor and has sort of shifted, I think, his mindset a little bit at times in game to be more of that, you know, decoy almost distributor type guy. I think so that's obviously positive. And, you know, if the Bucks are doing what we've been seeing them do as far as offense, at least without Giannis hitting a stride, then okay, look, he's not going to be as bad as he's been here in these first 4 games. We know that, right? We've seen what he can do the last few seasons and the level that he can get at. I think the downside obviously is just that, you know, he just doesn't really look very comfortable right now. We're used to seeing him always getting better year after year, and you know, he's normally been a fast starter as well. You know, every season he typically starts the season very strongly, and, you know, call it the off season being short or whatever it might be. He certainly doesn't look better. It doesn't look like he's added anything, you know, after that short off season coming into this year. And I was looking at the numbers, you know, since after opening night, he's 1 out of 17 on shots outside the restricted area. So basically right up, you know, basically non layups. So his jump shot, you know, anything he does that isn't a layup or a dunk right now is not going in, and he doesn't look very comfortable at the line either. So yeah, he's still obviously got things to work out, and, you know, we can obviously say he just needs to get there obviously by the playoffs. You know, if has a little bit of a down regular season, as long as the Bucks are winning at a high clip, you know, it's not the end of the world. But, you know, if he's going to get to that next level in the playoffs, he's going to have to do it during the regular season too, right? I don't think we expect him to struggle in the regular season and then just magically flip a switch in the playoffs. So, you know, again, it's early, weird off season, getting used to other guys, new guys around him in the rotation. So hopefully it's just a matter of getting a little bit better comfort level, but certainly he's got some work to do. And, you know, hopefully he bounces back tonight, right? Obviously he's got another bite of the apple against this Heat team, and, you know, they're going to come out with a better effort tonight, and you hope Giannis will as well.
Well, and those are some really good points about Giannis, and absolutely, there's a lot of time here in the regular season for him to figure this stuff out. I'll tell you one guy that has already figured it out, it appears. I mean, he's looked amazing through the first 4 games. It's like this guy has been playing with the Bucks for the last couple of years. It's Jrue Holiday. I mean, he knows his spots. He knows where his teammates' spots are on the floor. He's able to distribute really well. He knows where to get open. I've been just blown away by what I've seen from Jrue Holiday out of the gate.
Yeah, last night, I mean, he only hit 1 3 in the first 3 games. It was that clutch step back against the Celtics in game 1, the fourth quarter. But then he comes out last night and hits 6 out of 10 threes. Yeah. Obviously, that's not really typically his game, but, you know, he's just been his control offensively, you know, the pace at which he plays. He's just a really, really smart guy. You know, he's not maybe like the idealized offensive player that you want for the Bucks, or a guy who can just, you know, shoot off the dribble from 27 feet if you go under a pick and roll or something like that. You know, he I think we saw last night, obviously, he is a guy who can knock down threes. That's obviously going to be crucial and important for the Bucks moving forward. So encouraging to see him finding that stroke and leading the Bucks on a night when they hit 29 threes. But yeah, I mean, just his ability offensively, I'd start with that, you know, just his decision-making, the way that, you know, he uses both of his hands so well. I mean, he's one of those right-handed players who can finish almost seems to prefer finishing with his left hand around the basket. I'm not going to make a John Henson comparison because, you know, that would just be a cheap joke, but he's just so skilled. And then defensively, you know, we almost didn't have much chance to watch the defense last night because it got out of hand so quickly, but he really set the tone with his defense at the point of attack last night. I mean, Tyler Herro ended up actually having a pretty good night, but you know, he was just in him on pick and rolls. You know, he created two turnovers on the first three possessions, and got the Bucks out and running, and just his defensive versatility is just such a valuable weapon. You know, he can defend pretty much anybody one through three, and you know, just the way that he gets up in guys, you know, his activity level with his hands. The Bucks came into last night 29th in forcing turnovers. They get 8 steals and 10 turnovers in the first quarter, right? Which really
crazy.
Was, aside from a few pointers, the big turning point in that game. And it's not like the Heat were just punting the ball into the stands here. I mean, you know, the Bucks are really doing well jumping passing lanes and being aggressive. And obviously that's something that they didn't do well, especially early in that playoff series last year. So we'll see what happens tonight. But yeah, Holiday obviously has looked very comfortable fitting in. Physically, he looks good. You just cross your fingers, obviously, that he and the rest of the kind of key guys can stay healthy and continue to kind of grow and mature and build more of that rapport with each other. Because obviously, I think he's shown some good moments with Giannis, too, finding him on drop passes and transition, things like that. So certainly just more time will only help him and the rest of the Bucks get a little bit more fluidity, which at times we've seen no problems with. And obviously in other games like the Knicks game, obviously you can still see there's a work in progress dimension to this.
Yeah, no question about it. He is Frank Madden of the Locked On Bucks podcast. You can follow Frank on Twitter as well. FMaddenNBA, great follow. Highly recommended. Frank, as always, my friend, we appreciate it. And we'll do it again down the road.
Thanks, Joe. Have a good one, and Happy New Year.
Yes, Happy New Year to you, too. There he is, Frank Madden, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider, they're hiring drivers right now. 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.